Today's daf was Irvin daf Mem. In yesterday's daf, we told the story about a deer that had been trapped by Goyim on Yontif, and some rabbis ate it on the second day of Yontif, while others didn't. So Amar Rav Ashi, l'didi Amar li Amem, Rav Ashi had a different version of the story. The deer wasn't captured, but was michutz l'tchuma, so it was brought by Goyim from outside the tchum, and the machlokas was whether something that's brought for the Reish Kalusa is assumed to be brought for all the Rabbanim who normally eat at the Reish Kalusa, and it would therefore be Asur, or it's only meant for the Reish Kalusa himself, and therefore it's mutter for everybody else to partake of that deer. Rava originally was matir buying turnips that were brought from outside the tchum by a non-Jew, because he assumed that they were brought for the sake of the non-Jews. But once he saw that they would bring more turnips, specifically for the Jews, he changed his mind and said it was Asir. Hanu b'nei ganana, garzu lehu asa b'yom tov sheni. Non-Jews cut some hadassim for Jewish gardeners on the second day of Yom Tov, and Ravina held that the Jews can benefit from it immediately after Yom Tov, because there's no need to wait b'kdei sheyasu on the second day of Yom Tov. Rava disagrees and holds that we have to wait b'kdei sheyasu even on Yom Tov sheni shel galios. Rava asked Rav Huna, ma'u lahaskil shel Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? Well, Rav Huna thought that our Mishnah seems to indicate that this is a machlokas Rabbi Dosa and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Talmidim of Rav Huna held that all agree we should mention it, and the only machlokas was whether it should be mentioned with a tenai to stipulate that it shouldn't count if each day is not the real Rosh Chodesh. Same machlokas appears in a brisa about mentioning a normal Rosh Chodesh on a condition. Without the brisa, we might have thought that we would be more averse to making any sort of condition on Rosh Hashanah, because that may cause people to disrespect the kedusha of the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara proves that we must not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah from the fact that Beis Shammai, who holds that each special occasion warrants its own bracha in Shmon Esrei, says that we say 10 brachas in Musaf Shmon Esrei when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, clearly indicating that we say the 9 regular Shmon Esrei, 9 regular brachos of Rosh Hashanah Musaf, one extra bracha for Shabbos, but not an extra bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So Kasha, this question of Rav Huna's Talmidim isn't answered. The Gemara concluded that Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan, there's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. V'kolol atzmo tanaihi, whether we mention Rosh Chodesh in a special bracha for Shabbos or Yom Tov is a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Lazar and Tanakama both say it is not included in the bracha for Shabbos, but disagree which bracha we do mention it in. Is it Avodah or is it Hodah? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko both say it is included in the middle bracha for Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rabbi also asked Rav Huna, Ma'u lomar zman b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom HaKippurim? While we're certainly permitted to say Shechiyon on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, just like we may say Shechiyon on a seasonal fruit, is there any obligation to say Shechiyon on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Or do we assume that since they aren't regalim, there's no chiyuv to say Shechiyonu? So he answered, Rav Shmuel Dar Mitravayu, Ein omar zman ela b'shalosh regalim. We only say Shechiyonu on the shalosh regalim, not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The Gemara tries to prove that we do say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur based on Rabbi Yeshua's understanding of the pasuk, Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona, to mean that special mention should be made on the 7 days of Pesach, on the 8 days of Sukkot, and also Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. The assumption is, what is the special mention that should be made in these days? Must be a reference to the bracha Shechiyonu. So you see that you do make Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Shavuos, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur rather. So the Gemara rejects that proof because it might not be talking about bracha, the bracha of Shechiyonu, but maybe lebracha for the other bracha of Mekadish Yisrael v'Hazmanim, not Shechiyonu. The Gemara discusses whether it's even possible that Rabbi Yeshua could have been referring to say Shechiyonu. After all, we only say Shechiyonu once each Yom Tov, not on all 7 days of Pesach and all 8 days of Sukkot. Perhaps he meant you can say it on any of the days if you hadn't said it yet, but certainly not on all of the days. If it wasn't said on the first day of Yom Tov, you can still say in Chol HaMoed, because it does not have to be part of Kiddush, since Rav Nachman holds Zman Omer Afilu B'Shuk, it can even be said in the marketplace. Even if you hold against Rav Nachman that we need wine to say Shechiyonu, it can still be said in Chol HaMoed if you happen to have a cup of wine. Problem is, how can it possibly be said in Yom Kippurim when there's obviously no wine? Because the second you say Shechiyonu, you have accepted Yom Kippur, and drinking becomes asir. We can't just make the bracha over a cup of wine and not drink it, because ha-mevarech tzarech sheyitam, when a bracha is made over wine, you have to taste it. We also can't give it to a child, because dilma asi l'misrach, if an adult specifically gives him wine to drink, the child may develop the bad habit of drinking wine Yom Kippur after he gets older. After bringing a story where Rav Chista said Shechiyonu during Kiddush and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara paskins that we do say Shechiyonu even in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and we can say Shechiyonu without a cup of wine, afilu b'shuk, one could be mevarich Shechiyonu. That's Erev and Daf Mem.